Good morning, Leonard. My name is Jemima Beatrice. I am one of the co-founders of Woman and Media, founded by myself and Limba Mukbatami in 2021, largely to capacitate and find ways to mentor young women in the media sphere, but also to build a relationship between women journalists and women newsmakers, because there is a glaring underrepresentation of women's voices in mainstream media. So while we were having a conversation, Limba and I, we realized that if we truly, truly want to empower women, then we'll have to go to the grassroots. And both of us feel very strong about the San people. Limba grew up in Sinsabes. I have San ancestors. And we always say, as a nation, as people, we always talk about how the San have been marginalized, pushed to the peripheries of civilization. And yet, almost nobody does anything. One thing is that has always irked me is that you often find some NGOs, foreign groups that come, and then they will take the crafts of the San people, and they come and sell it for triple that money. And you just don't, for some reason, you just don't seem to see a tangible improvement of the lives of the San people for the last 30 years. The other thing that is always, we had a conversation and we were thinking of inviting a young San girl to the Women in Media annual conference, and we realized, but I mean, how many of the San children are actually qualified doctors? How many of them are qualified engineers? That kind of thing. And then we thought, okay, I mean, we can't just be criticizing. Let's also begin somewhere. Let's go right to the heart of this problem. And as individuals, let us see what little can we do to make sure these young girls and boys, mind you, do not fall through the cracks. And yes, of course, you're not going to save everybody at the same time, but it's just a beginning. It's just a beginning. And yes, it will be an annual event. We are still, because when I helped, I was there during that time. I was helping some of the parents who could not read and write to fill in the application forms for their learners, for the particularly the SUN learners. And from the when I scanned through the reports, my observation was that some of them are really, really just struggling to read. Some of them have fairly good marks in mathematics and other subjects, but when it comes to reading, the languages where you have to read, it there is where you see the use. So reading is definitely a very big concern and something that they need to that needs to be addressed. So as I've said, we have to start somewhere. Grassroots starts, I mean, empowerment starts right at the grassroots. And yes, you can't just go. Empowerment is not an intermittent fasting process. You have to go. You have to have a proper contact with people. The two of us have started this project already little over a year already, when we wanted to go there as individual journalists to report. But as you know, after COVID, it has been very difficult. Many people have left the newsroom. So the two of us as senior journalists could not go at the same time for more than 2 days. And you can't just go for a day unless you're tourist. And so we try to find another way. And we realize, okay, we in our culture, you don't come to people's house without at least giving them something. So we decided, all right, let's then find people that can come on board and assist us to make this visit a meaningful one. So, yes, this is what I can say.